Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished but Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. So faith doesn't always feel like winning. Let's just get something out of the way early. If you thought walking with Jesus meant you'd be winning at life 24/7, I'm sorry to report that you may have accidentally subscribed to a motivational speaker's YouTube channel and not the gospel. Because faith, real gritty, wild-eyed, mustard seed-sized faith, sometimes it feels like losing. It feels like falling flat on your face with a Bible verse still stuck to your lips. It feels like praying and nothing changing. It feels like obeying and still ending up broke, heartbroken, or tired beyond belief. It feels like, why am I even doing this again? And maybe today, that's exactly where you are. But I'm doing all the right things, so why does this still feel wrong? Somewhere along the line, we absorbed this idea that faith is supposed to feel good, like we'd be floating around on clouds of worship music and answered prayers, skipping like joyful deer in a Christian clothing catalog. But more often than not, faith looks like showing up when you're not feeling it. Faith looks like walking into a room full of people and wondering if you belong. Faith looks like sending one more resume, forgiving one more time, choosing not to retaliate. Not to post, not to give up. Faith is not a feeling. It's an act of war against everything in us that wants to quit. Because obedience is not a reward system. But we love a good trade-off, don't we? If I do this, God will do that. If I tithe, the money will magically multiply. If I say no to sin, then my life will be smooth sailing. If I read the Bible every day this week, then he'll finally give me the answer I've been praying for. Except that's not how faith works. This isn't a vending machine. God is not waiting for the right combination of effort to release your blessing, like a cosmic slot machine finally hitting triple sevens. Sometimes obedience leads straight into a fire, not away from it. Ask Daniel, ask Paul, ask Jesus. They weren't rewarded for their obedience in the moment. They were refined. Maybe the reason it feels like you're losing is because you're shedding everything that was never meant to stay. Faith doesn't always look like climbing. Sometimes it looks like breaking. Sometimes it looks like stillness, silence, stretching. Like the awkward, painful, necessary process of becoming. We want growth to feel like success, but often it just feels like loss. We lose habits, friends, comfort, control. But friend, what feels like loss may actually be gain in disguise. Jesus said, "Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew 16, verse 25. And maybe that's what faith really is, letting go of what we thought was life in order to grab hold of the one who is life. Because walking with God doesn't guarantee outcomes. This might not be the pep talk you wanted, but it might be the one you need. God is not obligated to make your life easier because you're walking with Him. He's not required to answer your prayers the way you want, or even within your preferred timeline. He's not Santa Claus. He's sovereign. But what He is faithful. He is with you when the miracle doesn't come. He is beside you when you feel abandoned. He is strengthening you when you think you're too weak. He is sanctifying you when everything feels stagnant. You're not being punished, you're being planted. And the fruit won't come overnight. But what happens if it doesn't feel like he's with me? Oh, I get it, believe me. You're sitting in the middle of your own chaos wondering how this qualifies as a faith win. You're waking up every morning with more questions than answers. You're serving, loving, forgiving, praying, and nothing is changing. It doesn't feel like you're winning. It just feels like you're surviving. But faith, real, enduring, cross-carrying faith, was never meant to be about feelings. God never promised we'd feel victorious every day. He promised that we are. Nigh in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8, verse 37. So we're more than conquerors, even in sweatpants, which so happens to be what I'm wearing today. So let's talk practically for a second, because I know the vibe. You're in your car eating drive-thru fries and listening to the podcast with two-day-old dry shampoo and spiritual fatigue clinging to your soul. You're not winning in the Pinterest Christian way, but you are winning in the Jesus still your first hallway. Every time you didn't cuss somebody out when they deserved it, faith. Every time you opened your Bible, even when it read like a foreign language, faith. Every time you kept showing up, kept serving, kept forgiving, kept hoping, faith. These are the unseen victories that heaven gives. Because God sees the hidden wins. We want loud, visible, flashy wins. But Jesus praised the widow who gave two mites. He praised the woman who touched the hem of his garment. He praised the servant who was faithful over little. God counts your quiet faithfulness. He sees the moments no one claps for. He celebrates the obedience that costs you everything and rewards you nothing in the moment. You may feel unseen, unappreciated, unsuccessful. But to the God who sees in secret, you are a champion. So here's the hard truth we don't always want. You can do everything right and still feel like it's not working. You can be obedient and still be overlooked. You can pray and not hear a word back. You can live in integrity and still lose opportunities. You can trust God, still cry in the shower. Faith doesn't erase the struggle. It redefines it. Because winning in God's kingdom looks like losing in the world's. So keep going anyways. Don't let the lack of visible results fool you. Seeds grow underground before they ever break through the surface. You might not see it, but your consistency is watering something. Your prayers are building altars. Your obedience is sowing seeds that will break through in due season. So don't stop. Even when it doesn't feel like it, even when no one sees, even when it hurts. This is what faith is. Not polished, not pretty, but real. So here's my final thought. You're doing better than you think. And let me leave you with a gentle reminder. If you're listening to this, still breathing, still fighting, still showing up, you're absolutely doing better than you think. Because the enemy wants you to believe you're losing. But heaven sees you as a warrior. You may feel like a mess, but God sees you as a masterpiece in progress. And sometimes the real win is simply not quitting. So let us not be weary in well doing, For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Galatians, verse 9. So until next time, walk by faith, even if it doesn't feel like you're winning, because in Christ, you already have. So if you want more raw, real talk like this, check out the latest episode of the Unpolished But Called podcast on all platforms, and sign up for the newsletter at KatherineSchaefer.com to stay connected. There's a whole crew of us figuring this out together. Until next time.